From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. If you're on your way home now and still have a long way to go before you get there, you might be what the Census Bureau calls a mega commuter. That's someone whose one-way commute is at least 50 miles and takes 90 minutes or more. Census officials say the San Francisco-Oakland-Fremont metro area has more mega commuters than anywhere in the country. Randy Rentschler is Director of Legislation and Public Affairs at the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. The MTC is constantly looking at ways to curb traffic and shorten commute times. Mr. Rentschler, I was a little surprised to see that the Bay Area, especially the San Francisco region, has longer, these mega commute times are longer here than, say, New York or D.C. Why is that?
Yeah, it is surprising. According to this data, about 12.5% of all the mega commuters in the entire country, there's about 600,000 in the whole country, are from right here in the Bay Area. And so I was surprised to see that data as well. Also, it's surprising that these long-distance commuters are rather evenly dispersed throughout many of the major Bay Area counties and cities.
What is it about our transportation system that makes the commute times longer?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that are all at play here. I think in one sense, it's housing prices that drive people to live further away than they'd probably prefer to. In other cases, people prefer to, let's say, live in San Francisco and work in Silicon Valley. I think the phenomenon of the Google bus is a good example of that. I think in other cases, the data shows that we're talking about both driving and people who take public transit. And you'll see a number of folks, let's say, in San Francisco who are super commuters, but they could be folks who rely on public transit. They may not be able to afford to have a car. And while our public transit system is a workhorse every day, it's not convenient for everyone. I think all those things play into the data.
Now, I understand that the MTC is getting close to approving a 25-year strategy for both land use and transportation, which is designed to ultimately help reduce commute times and reduce greenhouse gases. Let's talk about land use first. What needs to be changed in the land use area to help reduce commute times?
Well, as you point out, every 4 years we do a long-term plan for the San Francisco Bay Area. It does get changed and updated, of course. But we are looking at a plan now that's going to be a lot different than what we've done in the past, in part because of a change in state law that Governor Schwarzenegger signed on climate change, and then Governor Brown signed a bill that specifically dealt with transportation and land use. I do think there is an important thing that really does matter, and that has to do with proximity. When people live near where they work, not only is congestion significantly reduced, but greenhouse gas emissions are reduced as well. And that's really one of the big objectives of the plan, is to try to find a way to house people here in the Bay Area so we don't have these long super commuters, so we can get folks to live near where they work, or at least give people real options to do so.
If this plan goes forward, what will be different about our roadways 20 years from now or even 10 years from now?
Well, you know, our roadways in the Bay Area have benefited from a lot of generosity by the Bay Area's taxpayers who have voted to support half-cent sales taxes in almost every county in the Bay Area, and also who voted on increases on the toll bridges to support highway and transit. So we've had some really significant improvements that have really helped people's daily commute, from new bridges to new tunnels to widened freeways. I suspect that this trend of incremental improvements is going to continue into the future, although we don't have a big revenue source right now. You know, we're hopeful that the voters are generous in the future as they have been in the past.
Will carpool lanes still exist in the future? Voters often complain about those being, or drivers often, commuters often complain that they're empty.
Right. Well, look, I'm glad you brought that up because a feature of this plan and has been proposed in past plans is to increase and interconnect our carpool lanes in the form of, we call them express lanes or hot lanes, high occupancy toll lanes, where individual drivers who don't have a carpool can buy their way into the carpool lane and to increase the usage of those carpool lanes. We use those proceeds of those monies to connect the system together. Now, we need more money than just the users because we need big expenditures to connect all the carpool lanes together, but that's one of the features of this new plan as well.
When will this new plan go up for a vote?
It'll go up for a vote, we expect, in June of this year for the commission to act upon it. They're going to see a draft of it before then, here in March or April, and we've been pretty much discussing it for a really long period of time, so it's been out there. A lot of people have commented on it. We've had an extensive public outreach program, and if people are interested, they can come to mtc.ca.gov and learn all about it.
As you look at the growth in the Bay Area and the projected growth, we're expected to get up to 9 million in the not-so-distant future. Are there any particular cities or locales abroad that, or here in the U.S., that serve as models?
Yeah, I think the Bay Area likes to see itself as being a leader, and it likes to see itself as being unique, as opposed to modeling itself on other places. But I do think that we can learn some good lessons from other places. I really do. There have been many great cities and many great examples in big cities, not just small ones like Portland and Vancouver, where we can get people high-quality housing that they choose to live in an urban area if they have a real choice. And I think what our challenge is to provide housing options for everybody. And I think in the past, people have seen that their really only single option was to buy, let's say, a house and drive to work every day. And I think what we'd like to do is to tell folks, look, our plan is to get communities to offer a balance of options so people can choose what's right for them. And I think the challenge is to provide those options in a housing market, in a housing economy. That's really challenging to do that because of the way our state law works and the way of the economics of housing without the kind of subsidies that are needed to provide this housing.
In the shorter term, is there anything you would suggest for commuters who have these long, difficult commutes that they might want to think about as they consider the time they're spending in the car or on a train or both?
Well, look, that's a really, you know, that's an important question. You know, what can people do now given the situation that we have and not wait for 30 years? And I do think there's some options. I mean, the Bay Area is really blessed with so many things that the rest of the country doesn't have. We have casual carpooling, which is commonplace here, and it doesn't really exist in other places except maybe Washington, D.C. We have a really good and overlapping transit system, and while we have inadequacies here in the Bay Area, our transit system is the largest pretty much west of Chicago. We have carpool lanes. We have a good freeway system. I think we're limited as well. The geography, the reality of the mountains and the bay and the bridges are going to naturally cause choke points. And I think a lot of folks go look at, let's say, where they want to live on a Saturday, and then they wake up Monday morning and it's a completely different world because of the commute that's facing them. And I think that's always going to be a challenge for the Bay Area. Housing prices are always going to be a challenge too. I think we do put up with a lot in order to live here. And I think on people's driving and commute patterns, the data clearly shows that people in the Bay Area put up with a lot to live here because we have a very high percentage of super commuters as compared to the rest of the nation.
Randy Rentschler, thank you.
Thank you.
Randy Rentschler is Director of Legislation and Public Affairs at the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.